Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, February 25th. It's National Set a Good Example Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart, who set a good example of how to commit to something. I mean, how long have they been out of business anyway? They just won't come back. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, I guess it was a better than a 10% chance that it was going to be a 100% chance of snow today, because we actually are getting tons of it. Well, maybe not tons, just about 10 centimeters. Currently -9, working our way up to a high of maybe -4, and we might even see some sun later in the day as the snow starts to taper off. Warmer, or relatively warmer, and drier conditions this weekend. And on National Set a Good Example Day, I'd like to give a random daily shout out to Dwayne Johnson. Got to meet him on a trip to LA years ago when he was filming Jumanji. He was giving me a tour of the set, and when we were about to walk by this massive boulder, he cut in beside me to keep me from scraping my arm. So speaking of setting a good example, Dwayne Johnson told me that it's his personal motto, never to put anyone between the rock and a hard place.
Well, when we observe kindness in others, we are often inspired to offer kindness ourselves. Someone sets a good example for us to follow, and we must continue those good examples for others in our lives. While we were cooped up in our house for so long, I attempted some new hobbies to help define myself. For example, I was studying how to adapt French phrases to describe situations. It became my maison d'être. Demonstrating kindness reflects a person's values and positively affects them and others. You know, setting an example can be applied in every setting, home, school, work, and the community at large. And you must always persevere. Never let anyone tell you what you can and can't do. Take Beethoven, for example. They told him he couldn't be a musician because he was deaf. Did he listen? It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what have we got today? I'm taking a wild guess on Count On Me by Bruno Mars.
That was a good one. There's another Count On Me too, which is Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans, but no. This is a song that me and Ventura were talking about yesterday because he said it's been playing through his head with what we've been seeing going on in the world. And Ventura, what's the song?
War. What is it, good?
Absolutely.
Say it again.
Yeah, and I read up the song, and it was written around the time, right around 1970, when the war in Vietnam was going on. And originally, it was written by one of the people that wrote for Motown, and originally it was supposed to be performed by The Temptations. But they were worried that The Temptations had a very conservative following, and that if they put out this song, that it would alienate their fans. And so they didn't allow The Temptations to record the song. But they gave it to Edwin Starr, and he recorded it. And that still today is the biggest hit of his career. You know, number one for 3 weeks on the charts. But more importantly, really became a song that was probably one of the... When you think of protest songs and songs that talk about war, you think about this song. And yeah, like we talked about yesterday, people suffer on all sides. You know, I don't know if you guys have been looking at social media, but there's thousands of people in Russia marching saying, we don't want this.
Yes.
We absolutely
don't.
That's, yes, they've been thrown in jail for marching against a war that they believe they don't want, they didn't ask for. And so that's why, you know, when I look at this song, it's true. A lot of people that are in the country that is the, you know, country attacking another country, they don't want it either. Nobody wants this. So, you know, this is a song today. And when we talk about setting a good example, like, there's no better example than peace, right? And love and togetherness and just trying to work through our differences. We talk to each other and we find ways of bringing people together. So, you know what? That's my little soapbox for today. Go ahead and listen to War by Edwin Starr. I don't think you're ever going to find a Temptations version because it was not recorded. But you know,
I was just curious if they were ever actually saying it anywhere.
I think they sang it. It was never recorded and pressed into an album. So it was never released as like a physical rap station, but I'm pretty sure they did. They did sing it. If, so you never know. There might be some obscure corner of YouTube that might have. And if they said it's a very different version. Their version is very smooth, which of course it could be. It's a Temptation record. But yeah, so interesting. Interesting story behind some of these songs. Yeah, but go ahead and listen to War by Edwin Starr today. And just in our own little space here in Canada, remember how fortunate we are to live, to wake up this morning, right? To snow. And not to snow falling from the sky and nothing else. So as much as I don't like the cold, Mark, I'm grateful for the snow falling from the sky.
Excellent. All right, Google, do your thing. Let's see if we can find a Temptations version of that song. War, what is it good for? And there is a rumor that Tolstoy's famous novel, War and Peace, was originally going to be called War, what is it good for? So, I wonder if it would have been as widely acclaimed. Oh, it had a, would have had a soundtrack automatically anyway.
It might have been shorter, too.
Okay, it's time for Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Sears Canada. I hear Greg is coming back to home entertainment to help if you need a big 20-inch Magnasonic TV for whatever you're going to do this weekend. Venturo, what's up?
Very, very cold Friday. But I wanted to start by just looking back at this day in history. February 25th, 1964, a 22-year-old Cassius Clay shocked the world oddmaker by dethroning the then heavyweight boxing league champion, Mr. Sonny Liston. And that was his coming out party, right? So, and I'm gonna carry on with Muhammad Ali, because the movie for this weekend is actually Ali, which stars Will Smith. It's an awesome movie for you to watch. But one of the things that stood out to me most about Muhammad Ali was his take on war and what happened when he decided that he was not going to go into the Vietnam War. And this quote stood out to me. It says, "My conscience won't let me go and shoot my brother." So, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Our hearts goes out to all the people in Ukraine that are trying to get out, people stuck in bunkers. I was having a conversation with my wife last night, and she was on the phone talking with a friend who has family that they're actually in Ukraine right now in bunkers, and they're trying to figure out how to get them out. So just whisper a prayer for them, guys, and that's it. From Ventures with Venturo.
All right, great plan. Prayers all around, and what a great movie for us to watch this weekend. It is Friday, time for Friday's Joke of the Week.
Yeah, heavy week to come up with lots of funnies. But anyway, sometimes you just have to look around at the people you work with. And, you know, speaking of setting examples and excellence, I was thinking, yeah, my boss popped in this week. They were looking for more space for other departments in our location. That's just an aside. But anyway, pulls up. And I said to him, "Wow, what a beautiful Ferrari you've got." He goes, "Yes. If you and your team keep working really hard, putting in the long hours, showing the usual excellence that you do, I should have a new one next year as well."
So somebody does care about us.
Yeah. So work, what is it good for? A new Ferrari for your boss?
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, that is it for us this week, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening this week. Remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends.
Sorry, JD. Last piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
We need a little sign, reserve parking, just in case you stop in the game.
Excellent. Yes, indeed. We need to look after the boss. Who can now find us on the YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Never thought I would ever say that with a straight face. Well, obviously I did.
Not a straight face.
Hey, but if you don't like our show, remember to tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. All right, have a great weekend, everybody, and a great Friday. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.